بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد خاتم النبيين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا تشد الرحال إلا إلى ثلاثة مساجد: المسجد الحرام، والمسجد الأقصى، ومسجدي هذا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. My dear respected brothers, friends, colleagues, mothers and sisters listening at home, Alhamdulillah thumma Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with a visit to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, the blessed land of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa and Palestine and Sham, regarding which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have highlighted so much, so many virtues, so much significance, so much emphasis, bearing in mind that in the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa and the lands surrounding Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa were not in the control of Muslims. They were in the control of the Romans, the Christians. Yet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He decided that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is to ascend to the seven heavens and beyond, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted, then He could have taken Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah Mukarramah directly to the seven heavens. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to visit Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to acquire the blessings, the anwar, the barakat of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Therefore, He instructed Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to take Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the night journey from Al-Masjid Al-Haram in Makkah Mukarramah to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa in Baytul Maqdis. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to this journey in this verse of the Quran that I read before you. Subhanal ladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawla. Pure is the one, glory be to the one who took his servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the night journey from al-masjid al-haram to al-masjid al-aqsa, the surroundings of which we have blessed. And not only this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to give the honor to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of being the imam of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led salah in Al-Masjid Al-Haram. He also led salah in his own masjid in Medina Munawwara. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the imam of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa as well. And imam in such a way that the muqtadis behind him, the people performing salah behind him, were the anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to many ulama, all of them, and according to some, all of them, with the exception of a few that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met on the journey, en route to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, like Musa alayhi salatu wassalam and some others. So this journey takes place whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is during the Meccan period. This journey of Isra and Mi'raj takes place whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Makkah Mukarramah during the first 13 years of his prophethood. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrates to Medina Munawwara. And whilst in Medina Munawwara, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam
emphasizes to the Sahaba the importance of traveling to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, the importance of performing Salah in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. The virtue of performing Salah in Al-Masjid Al-Haram is 100,000. The virtue of performing Salah in Masjid Al-Nabawi is 1,000. Salatun fi masjidi khayrun min salatun fi ma siwahu illa al-masjid al-haram. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the Salah in my masjid is equivalent to 1,000 Salah. And regarding Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in some narrations has mentioned that the reward of performing Salah in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa is the equivalent to 500 Salah. 500 namaz ka sawab hai, 500 times. And according to other narrations, the same as the Masjid Nabawi, 1,000 Salah. Huge reward. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in a hadith, لا تشد الرحال إلا إلى ثلاثة مساجد. A person should not undertake any journey except to three masjids. The reward of performing Salah in Masjid Nurul Islam or Jami' Masjid or Markaz is the same. There is no significance of one masjid over the other, with the exception of these three masjids. Al-Masjid Al-Haram in Makkah Mukarrama, Masjid Al-Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Madinah Munawwara, and Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa in Baytul Maqdis, and of course Masjid Al-Quba as well. Masjid Al-Quba is not mentioned in this hadith because when a person has already arrived in Madinah Munawwara, then Masjid Al-Quba is also in Madinah Munawwara. You don't have to undertake a journey to travel to Masjid Al-Quba because you are already in Madinah Munawwara. So apart from these four masjids, all the masjids of the world are the same in virtue and significance. There is no extra reward. There is no extra significance for any other masjid. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that if you are to undertake a journey, if there is a journey worth undertaking, then it is to Makkah Mukarrama, it is to Madinah Munawwara, and it is to Baytul Maqdis in Palestine. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once asked by Umm al-Mu'mineen Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha that, Ya Rasulullah, tell us about Baytul Maqdis. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you should try and go to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. And if you are unable to go to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, then send some money, send some oil. Send some oil that can be lit in the lamps of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, that can provide light to the worshippers and to the musallis of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. This is at a time, all of this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning all of these virtues and fada'il and significance of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa at a time when Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa is not even in the control of Muslims. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is emphasizing the importance of traveling to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa at a time when Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa is not even in the control of the Muslims. It only came in the control of the Muslims in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. My dear friends, my dear colleagues, this is the same masjid. This is the same Masjid Al-Aqsa today. This is the same Masjid Al-Aqsa today which is being violated and desecrated by the Zionist oppressors. This is the same Masjid Al-Aqsa today which has been abandoned by the Ummah of 1 billion. This is the same Masjid Al-Aqsa today which is under threat, huge threat. Today, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa is in the control of the Zionist occupation. There are many, many doors of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. And just for those who may not be aware and who may not have visited Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, that Masjid Al-Aqsa is not the name of any building. Masjid Al-Aqsa is not the name of any building. Ye kisi imarat ka naam nahi hai. Masjid Al-Aqsa is a huge area. Huge area. The boundaries of which are the walls. And within this huge rectangular area, in the center of this huge area, huge complex, you have the Qubbatul Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock. At the front, towards the Qibla side, you have the Musalla al-Qibli. And you have many, 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 many different buildings and courtyards and madrasas and trees and domes and libraries. All of this is part of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. All of this. Huge area. This is why the ulama have mentioned that this was the largest masjid. Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa was the largest masjid. And today it might be Al-Masjid Al-Haram, it might be, because Al-Masjid Al-Haram has expanded. But Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa historically has been the largest masjid in terms of the space and the area. And performing salah in any part of this masjid, not just in the building at the front or in the Dome of the Rock, in any part, the reward is the same. Because all of this is sanctified. And this is very, very important to understand, because this is not about the building at the front. This is not about one building or two buildings or three buildings. Every inch and every centimeter of every part of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa is sacred and is sanctified. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran mentions Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, it is referring to this whole area. At that time, there was no Dome of the Rock. The Dome of the Rock was built by Abdul Malik ibn Marwan during the Umayyad period, after the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, much, much later. The Musalla al-Qibli in the form that it is today did not exist in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he established it. So Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa refers to this entire rectangular area, which comprises of the various different parts. So the Dome of the Rock is a part of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. The Musalla Al-Qibli is a part of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, not just Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. So today, my dear friends, my dear colleagues, the heart bleeds. Wallahi al-Azim, the heart bleeds. When you go to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, on each door of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, there are many, many different doors. Some of the doors have been closed as well, historically, but there are many, many doors of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. And today when you go on each door, imagine Masjid Nurul Islam. You have soldiers outside, armed soldiers. They decide who enters the masjid and who does not enter the masjid. Unke ikhtiyar mein hai. When we went last year, one day, about half an hour before the Adhan of Fajr, we attempted to enter Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa and they refused us. Nijasat. This was from Bab al-Nadhir, the inspector's gate. Then we tried from another gate. They refused us there as well. Then we tried from a third gate, because during Fajr Salah only three doors are open. They refused us there as well. They insulted us, they swore at us. Kuch nahi kar sakte. And we were unable to perform Fajr Salah in the masjid. Alhamdulillah, this time round the situation is a bit better. Although you have to go early. The doors open around 4 a.m., 4:15 a.m. The Adhan of Fajr is 5:15. The Jamaat of Fajr is 5:40, 5:45. We were advised that go early. If you go early, then inshallah you will get through. But if you go close to the Jamaat time, then there's a likely chance that you'll be refused. And some people were refused as well. Last year I remember, and this is why I say to brothers and sisters that if you have done your Hajj and done your Umrah, but you have not visited Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, then this is the place to go. Wallahi, your iman will be revived. When you see elderly people, I saw elderly people from Preston. Elderly people at 4 o'clock in the morning, 4:30 in the morning, walking from one door to another door, and it's not near. One door to another door could take 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Walking from one door to another door, from a second door to a third door, just to get access into Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Just to get access into Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. So Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, people say, it's already in their control. Yes, it is a separate matter that we are able to enter and we are able to perform salah in this masjid. But Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa is already in their control. They decide who enters. We saw for our own eyes, Palestinians Palestinians being refused from the doors of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, not just for Fajr Salah, but also in Dhuhr Salah, also in Asr Salah, in Maghrib Salah, especially youngsters. How would they feel? They can see the masjid, but they cannot enter the masjid. And subhanAllah, the situation at the moment is such, because I also visited Ramallah. You have the city of Al-Quds, it has its own status. You have the West Bank, and Gaza is over here. Since the 7th of October, 2 years ago, when this whole crisis started, the permits of the Palestinians living in the West Bank to enter the city of Al-Quds were revoked. Ramallah is only 5 or 10 miles from the city of Al-Quds. But over the past 2 years, the vast majority of Palestinians have not been able to enter the city of Al-Quds and therefore are not able to enter Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. This is why you can enter the Musalla al-Qibli of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa after the Adhan, and you will be able to perform Salah in the first or the second Saf. In Makkah, Mukarrama, Medina, Munawwara, impossible. But in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, you can easily perform Salah in the first Saf, in the second Saf. Why? Because there are restrictions. Our Palestinian brothers and sisters of the West Bank, of other parts of Palestine, are unable to enter the city of Al-Quds, are unable to perform Salah in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Let me tell you something about the oppression faced by our Palestinian brothers and sisters. The Imams of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, Allahu Akbar. This time, I noticed that the Imams of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, who are very, very courageous, very, very brave. During our previous two visits, despite the fact that the masjid is controlled by the Israelis, they have an office inside the compound of the masjid. To enter or exit the masjid, you have to pass by them. The city of Al-Quds is in their control. Yet the Imams were making dua for Gaza, making dua against the oppressors. Clearly, in the khutbas, in the qunut, every day there is qunut nazila in Fajr Salah and Maghrib Salah. Every day. Qunut nazila every day in Maghrib Salah and Fajr Salah. But this time I noticed that Gaza is not being mentioned by name in the qunut. Qunut is still taking place. And dua is still being made against the oppressors. Allahumma ansur man baga alayna. Allah support us against those who oppress us. So everybody knows who is being referred to. But Gaza is not being mentioned by name. I noticed this. So I asked one of the Imams of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa that why is Gaza not being mentioned by name? So he said that if we mention Gaza by name, then the consequence is either jail or a ban from entering Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. And currently there are three Imams who have been banned for 3 months or 6 months from entering Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Their only crime is that they mention Gaza in the khutbah or in the qunut. In fact, Allahu Akbar, we met with Sheikh Ikrima Sabri. Some of you might remember, Sheikh Ikrima Sabri was the mufti of the entire Quds and Palestine for many, many years. He has been the khatib, the longest serving khatib of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa ever in the history of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. More than 50 years. There has been no khatib of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa for more than 50 years since the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. He came to Jami' Masjid in 2006 or 7. He did a bayan in Jami' Masjid. Here, just down the road. Currently, he is banned from Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. He cannot enter Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Why? Because he was asked to make an announcement that Gaza should be demilitarized. And when I went 2 years ago, they told me that he has, at that time,
he had a ban of 3 months. So he gets the ban, then they allow. He mentions something or does some dua, gets banned again. And at that time he was banned. Imagine. Look at the courage of these people. The shuja'ah of these people. He was banned at that time because the head of Hamas, Ismail Haniyeh rahmatullahi alayhi, was killed, was martyred in Gaza. He did a khutbah in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa publicly, and he mentioned Ismail Haniyeh rahmatullahi alayhi by name. And then he was banned from entering Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. This person is 85 years old. 85 years old. Look at the courage of these people. But subhanallah, the imams of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa now, they cannot mention Gaza by name. Three, banned from entering Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Mufti Ikrima also banned from entering Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. One imam was imprisoned for 1 year. One imam was imprisoned for 1 year. And during imprisonment, for long, long periods, he was kept without any clothes, naked. To humiliate you. And not only so, he would be deprived from food until and unless he would swear at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine. They talk about human rights, they talk about democracy. Whether it's the US, whether it's the UK, it's all of us. It's all of us. Gaza has exposed the reality of people. And this person was a very, very strong person. Now he's sat in the home. He doesn't come out from his house, this imam. Why? He says, I just can't do it anymore. Although he was a very strong person. But when you are tortured, when you are humiliated to this level, Allahu Akbar. I met with a parent whose 14-year-old child was arrested. For 8 months, they did not know where this child is. For 8 months. 14-year-old. And when the child was released after 17 or 18 months, full of scabies. Because in the Israeli prisons and Israeli dungeons, they don't allow you to take a bath. All of this for the sake of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. I've not even started to talk about Gaza and the situation in Gaza. My dear brothers and my dear mothers and sisters listening at home, if there is one message that I have, that is travel to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Go to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Wallahi, it will open your eyes. It will revive your iman. It will change your perspective on life. It will change your perspective on life. It will change your perspective. The courage, the bravery, the iman of the people. You will not see this anywhere else. You will not even see it in Makkah Mukarramah or Medina Munawwara. If you want to see the iman of people, you will see it in Palestine. You will see it there. So therefore, as per the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a journey should only be undertaken to these three places: Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, and Baytul Maqdis. So therefore, it is my humble request to everybody here today, if your Hajj Fard is done, your Umrah is done, then go to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa and go repeatedly. Not only will we get the reward of the 500 Salah or the 1000 Salah, we will also get the reward of Ribat, of defending Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. It will show solidarity with our Palestinian brothers and sisters who are defending Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. It will show to them that there are Muslims in the world who care. There are Muslims in the world who have not forgotten us. And they really, really appreciate and value this. They really appreciate and value this. And alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, many, many groups are going from the UK throughout the year. And you can also go individually. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liberate the Masjid Al-Aqsa. Shower His mercy upon our Palestinian brothers and sisters. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha أشهد أن محمدا محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة Lord.